In the U.S., anti-Wall Street and anti-war protesters say they will continue their rallies. Now, they're angry with what they call corporate greed and the U.S. wars abroad. They blame Wall Street for America's economic problems. They also are demanding an end to the occupation of Afghanistan and Iraq. Tensions remain high in Egypt's capital, Cairo. Security forces scuffled with stone-throwing protesters one day after 25 people were killed in clashes between military police and Coptic Christians. Sunday's clashes erupted following a demonstration against last month's burning of a church. The military council has ordered a probe. Saudi Arabia has sent dozens of military vehicles, including tanks, to the oil-rich eastern province. The kingdom had sent 40 more tanks to the region last week. The city of Qatif was rocked by protests calling for freedom and the withdrawal of Saudi military from neighboring Bahrain. In Morocco, hundreds of protesters have descended onto the streets to demand social justice and an end to corruption. They rallied in the capital, Rabat, chanting anti-government slogans. The demonstration comes months after the country's king introduced reforms to prevent a popular uprising. The Israeli army has destroyed a Palestinian house near Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank. It claims the house was unlicensed. Palestinian security forces say Israeli forces have detained three Palestinian teenagers. In Nablus, masked and armed Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian farmers. No reports on possible casualties. In northwestern Pakistan, a bomb has exploded a truck carrying supplies for U.S.-led foreign forces in neighboring Afghanistan. At least one person was killed in the blast in Khyber tribal region. Hundreds of NATO vehicles have been destroyed by militants in Pakistan over the past few years. Results from over 90% of the polling station in Poland's parliamentary vote show the ruling centrists have won. The Civic Platform Party of Premier Donald Tusk has won nearly 40% of the votes. He's the first Polish premier to win a second consecutive term since the fall of communism in 1989. And Taiwan's President Ma Ying-jeou says unification with China is not on the agenda. This is a day after Chinese President Hu Jintao called for the two rival nations to reunite. Ma also urged China to respect Taipei's self-governance and move towards freedom, democracy, and equality.